When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome. It is Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz. Ben Ferguson with you. Senator, we have got a lot to talk about, including some shocking economic numbers that are telling a large percentage of Americans that home ownership may not be attainable for you under the Biden administration's Bidenomics.
Well, the reality of Bidenomics is coming home to roost for a lot of people, and the latest stats are showing that more than half of Americans are no longer in a position to afford a median price home. It is stunning, and it is imposing real harms on real Americans. We also have the latest stats of what's happening at the border, and in particular, a Chinese invasion under Joe Biden. The number of Chinese nationals crossing the border is skyrocketing under Joe Biden, going up and up and up. We're going to break all that down. And finally, we're going to talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And in particular, he went on CNN. CNN threw him what they thought would be a just softball to say Trump is horrible and a threat to democracy. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. shocked CNN by saying, no, actually, he thought there was a very serious argument that Joe Biden was a much greater threat to democracy than Donald Trump. We're going to break that down as well.
Before we get to all that, I want to talk to you about what you can do to help people in Israel right now. We all know about the atrocities that were committed by Hamas last October the 7th, which kicked off a vicious war as Israel is defending herself from terrorists now on every side. The toll on the Israeli people is real. It is staggering and it's massive. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis have been forced from their homes, entire communities torn apart, lives have been devastated by death and destruction and war. The International Fellowship of Christian and Jews, known as IFCJ, is right there in the middle of it each and every day. They are distributing right now critical essentials like food, medicine, and emergency supplies for hundreds of thousands of suffering Jews that have been displaced. The need is great, and that's why I am partnering with IFCJ today, and I want you to get involved and help. I want you to visit supportifcj.org to help. Every donation is urgently needed to help the people of Israel. A lot of people said, how can I help? This is how you can help. To give to the International Fellowship of Christian and Jews, all you have to do is go to supportifcj.org and give as generously as you can, because your gift will be matched to double in impact and help provide twice the support right now. Again, that's supportifcj.org. Supportifcj.org. Thank you and God bless. Senator, let's talk about this shocking new data that's come out. Yep. Fox News kind of broke it and they said Americans now need an annual salary of at least $110,000 to afford a medium price home. That is up from about $74,000 in 2020. That is staggering.
Yeah, it's a dramatic shift. And this is Bidenomics is hurting Americans across this country, and it's hurting virtually everyone. It's hurting seniors. Seniors are getting hammered by Bidenomics because inflation is driving up the cost of living, the cost of everything they're spending, and yet they're on a fixed income. But Bidenomics is also really hammering young people, young couples that are buying their first home. They're facing the simple reality. You come out to get your first home. You're all excited. You want to have a home. You want to raise a family. And they're discovering both home prices have risen dramatically under Joe Biden, but also interest rates. Young people, many young people, look, people in their 20s, even people in their 30s, have never known inflation. They've never known what it was because we've been living in a little bit of a holiday from history where inflation hasn't existed. And suddenly people buying their first home, or for that matter, their second or third or fourth home as they progress in life, are discovering that the home they used to be able to get at a 2.5% interest rate, now they can get half as much home at a 7% interest rate. And that is meaning a lot of people are not able to buy homes. They're locked into whatever home they're at because they need the interest rates low, and those rates are locked in. Although if they have an adjustable rate mortgage, a number of those are headed towards expiring, which is putting people at a fiscal cliff. But they're also finding, if it's your first home, a whole lot of people just home ownership is beyond their reach. And the median price home, look, it's worth refreshing some basic math. There are a number of different ways to think of averages. There's the mean, which is the average. You take all the different prices and you average them together. And the average price is, if there's one that's 100 million and a bunch that are lower, the average will rise higher because of the one. The median is a very different measure. It's not the average price, but it's rather the middle price, the midpoint price. So the median price means half the prices are higher and half the prices are lower. So it's identifying the highest point on the bell curve. And what is striking, and we're going to play right now what Fox News said about this, the median priced home is now significantly above the median salary. And that is meaning for many Americans, home ownership, particularly if you don't have a home already, is being priced out of reach by Joe Biden.
The average home buyer needs to make over $110,000 to afford the average home. A new Bankrate study showing that the required salary to make that purchase has jumped 46% in just 4 years. Home buyers only needed to make $76,000 back in 2020. And the issue, widespread. You now need a six-figure salary to buy the average home in 23 states, including the District of Columbia. 4 years ago, that number was just six. Mortgage rates, of course, have played a small role in the bump, but home prices have, by and large, kept pace with the needed salary to buy them. The average home up 42%, sitting at $412,000. Now, even though the housing market may be pricing people out, people shouldn't be too quick to think that renting is the solution. Since President Biden took office, rents are up nearly 21%.
You look at the rent numbers there, and let's just go through some of those data points real quick, Senator. You look at your salary, and if you look at your salary, January 2020, they said you need $75,939 to afford the median price home. Now you need $110,871. That is a 46% increase. Ask the average American if they've received a 46% raise in the last 4 years. The answer is going to be no.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, 46% is a stunning number because Joe Biden has been president barely a little bit over 3 years, 3 years and 3 months. That's not very long. 3 years and 3 months to have home prices go up 46%. That is a massive impact on people trying to purchase a home. And listen, $76,000 is a lot of money. That is, but comparatively, going from $76,000 to $111,000 in less than three and a half years, that is the very real impact of Joe Biden and the Democrats printing trillions of dollars we don't have, and it is hurting Americans across this country as home ownership is getting less and less affordable.
You also look in there, they were talking about, and just again, it's a perspective issue here. States where you needed six-figure salaries or more to afford a home, January 2020, only six states. Now this is spread nationwide, 23 different states plus District of Columbia. You've got to make now more than six figures plus to afford home ownership. That is Bidenomics hitting everybody across this country.
Well, and Ben, you know who doesn't care about this? Democrats. So one of the most important political shifts, it used to be conventional wisdom that the Republicans are the party of the rich and Democrats are the party of the poor and working class. That's been turned on its head. I think the most significant political shift of the last decade is today Democrats are the party of the rich. So if you talk to Democrats, I don't know a Democrat senator who cares about this, because frankly, who are they listening to? They're listening to big tech billionaires. They're listening to the super wealthy lawyers and Hollywood producers. They are the hedge fund party. That is the Democrats today. And you know who they're not the party of anymore? Steel workers, truck drivers, cops, firefighters, teachers, waiters, waitresses, working men and women. The Democrat Party has abandoned. They've left behind. And so the people that are getting hammered by this, and by the way, young people, and Democrats want to convince young people, hey, we're all for you because we're just going to focus on social issues. And listen, if you're young, the Democrats tell you the only thing you should care about is transgenderism. Apparently, it is the most important issue on planet Earth, not a homicidal Ayatollah trying to murder us, not an invasion at our southern border, not the fentanyl crisis and the drug overdoses. None of those are the problem. Transgenderism is the issue that you as a young person should care about intensely. Well, you know what? There are a lot of young people, like maybe you're in college and you buy that nonsense, but then you get out of school and you're like, wait a second, I got to pay for an apartment? How much is rent again? Rent, I can't afford rent. And by the way, look, that Fox News story was really striking. If people can't afford to buy a home and they can't afford to rent, well, that's kind of a problem. What are they supposed to do? What's the alternative to those two things? And it is the working men and women who Bidenomics is leaving behind in the dust.
Yeah, 20% plus rent rates are up on average nationwide. Well, I've never said this before, Senator, but the Fox News story that we played was actually the best way of presenting the problem. Yahoo Finance came out and said, it's actually worse than the way they reported on Fox. Here is what they said when it came to home buyers. They actually said, in reality, home buyers need to earn 80% more than they did in 2020 to afford a home in today's market. If you're looking at overall home prices, listen to this from Yahoo Finance.
Many Americans, home ownership is seeming more and more out of reach. According to new analysis from Zillow, home prices have jumped 42% since 2020, but the average person needs to earn 80% more than they did at that time in order to comfortably afford a home in today's market.
Senator, it's interesting how they looked at this. They're saying there are different ways to look at it. They look at it as the issue of, can you comfortably afford a home in today's market? To comfortably afford a home in today's market, they say you need to earn 80% more than you did in 2020 because of the skyrocketing cost of the home, interest rates, inflation, and everything else. So they're saying, hey, it's even worse than what the best case scenario data shows you here. And they said, quote, today, those shopping for a home need to earn $106,000 annually to afford a median price home. But this is the part that you don't understand. The cost of insurance, the cost of heating, the cost of everything when you own a home has gone up so much more that you need to earn 80% more than you did in 2020.
Well, that's right. And it's striking. It makes you ask, why would the Democrats be doing this? Listen, the classic question in any election is, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And for the overwhelming majority of Americans, the answer to that is hell no. That under Joe Biden, people who are working class, people who are seniors, people who are young, people who are struggling, people who are getting started, people who want to buy a home, people who want to rent, all of them, their life has gotten much harder. And, you know, it reminds me of what we talked about 2 days ago on Monday's pod, which is California this week on Monday imposed a new $20 minimum wage for fast food restaurants with more than 60 stores. Now, one of the things that's striking, California exempted Panera Breads, which just happens to be owned by a very close friend of the governor, Gavin Newsom. So it's a classic example of Democrats, you know, cronyism, that they will give special gifts to their buddies who happen to be big campaign contributors, and everyone else has different rules. But what we saw this week is thousands and thousands and thousands of Californians being laid off because of this new law imposed by the Democrats. Just Pizza Hut, there were over 1,200 people laid off. And, you know, last night I was having dinner with a number of friends, and they were asking, why would the Democrats do this? Wouldn't they understand? Wouldn't people in California get pissed off? And what I told them then, and this is actually highly relevant to the home ownership question, what I told my friends when we were having dinner is, I said, listen, they're making a gamble that enough of the voters will not understand who is to blame. So there are over 500,000 fast food employees in California. A bunch of them will get a pay raise. The ones that don't get laid off, the ones whose employers don't go bankrupt and go out of business, the rest of them will get a pay raise. By the way, the people that get a pay raise are likely the ones that are more highly skilled. The ones who will lose their jobs are likely more likely to be teenagers. Many of them are low income. Many of them are African American. Many of them are Hispanic. They're the ones just getting started in their careers. They're the ones who get devastated by Democrats. But I explained, I said, look, the people getting free stuff, the Democrats are gambling politically. They'll be grateful. Hey, the Democrats gave me free stuff. I like free stuff. That's good. And the people getting screwed, the Democrats are gambling they will not understand who it is screwing them. And in fact, the Democrats' plan when it comes to California is just demagogue their employers and say, your mean old employer just hates you, and that's why they laid you off, not because I, the Democrat, priced you out of the market and made it impossible for them to stay in business and pay you the new wage I mandated. Well, the same is true with the higher price of home ownership, which is the Democrats' plan, is they're assuming a lot of the voters will not connect the crazy multi-trillion-dollar spending spree that Joe Biden and the Democrats went on with the inflation and with the higher interest rates. And in fact, they'll do the same thing they do with fast food. They will demagogue, in this case, the big bad homemakers, the big bad banks that are making mortgages, because, you know, it's just a bank being mean that they're charging 7%. They really should charge 2%. Never mind the Fed has increased rates over and over and over and over again because the Democrats have printed trillions of dollars in new money. What the Democrats are cynically planning on is, number one, a fair number of voters being economically illiterate, not understanding supply and demand, not understanding who's to blame. And number two, they want to contribute to that by blaming people who did not impose these policies. And that's what we're seeing happening across the country.
Inflation, we've just talked about, is heavily eroding our purchasing power and putting your savings, your retirement accounts, and your future legacy at real risk. With more taxes, the continuous threat of war, a national debt now exceeding $34 trillion, and the push for central bank digital currencies, our financial freedom is really at stake. That's why I want you to know about my friends at Freedom Gold USA. And if you haven't been tracking gold and silver prices, you should be. Gold prices just hit a new high for this year, over $2,200 an ounce. Why is it going up? Because people are looking to gold and silver to protect their assets. If you have $50,000 or more in retirement savings, you may be at risk. In times of economic uncertainty, securing your family's financial future is essential. And Freedom Gold USA is here to help you and empower you to protect your hard-earned dollars. Call them right now, 1-800-655-8843. Why do I like Freedom Gold? Because they can save you on average 20 to 30% off compared to what other gold and silver companies charge you. That is real savings in your pocket. Call them, 1-800-655-8843. That's 1-800-655-8843 or visit freedomgoldusa.com/verdict. The team at Freedom Gold is ready to help you preserve your wealth and protect your hard-earned dollars. Learn how you can add gold and silver to your IRA or have it shipped to your home and safeguard your wealth with physical gold and silver. 1-800-655-8843. Make sure you call them. They charge about 20 to 30% less, depending on who else you call in the industry. That's why I recommend them. Plus, you may even qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. FreedomGoldUSA.com/verdict. Senator, you mentioned China earlier, and this was some news that was broke by Fox News. Bill Malusian does one heck of a job reporting on what's actually happening at the southern border. And the new Border Patrol numbers are out, specifically when it comes to the arrest of Chinese nationals who crossed the U.S. border illegally over the recent years. And when you compare what is happening now to what's happened in the past, there is a clear Chinese national explosion of illegals coming across the border. And this administration seems to not care at all.
No, that's exactly right. And I will say Bill Malusian at Fox is doing an incredible job reporting at the border. He is doing, frankly, the best job of any reporter there is. And most of the rest of the media doesn't report at all. So CNN apparently has no reporters. They don't report at the border crisis. ABC, NBC, CBS, they have no reporters. They don't report on the border crisis. NBC actually hires no Republicans, no one who voted for Donald Trump. So apparently their viewers don't want to know what's happening at the border crisis. But let's just look at the numbers. All right, fiscal year 2021. Do you know how many Chinese nationals were arrested crossing the border illegally?
How many?
342. So that's, look, 342, that's 342 too many, but that sounds like a manageable number. The next year, fiscal year 2022, it goes from 342 to 1,987. Now, that's a big jump, 342 to 1,987. Wow, Joe Biden came in office, and suddenly instead of 342, you have nearly 2,000 Chinese nationals. Big jump. But even so, I'm not sure 2,000 Chinese nationals is crisis level. Let's go to fiscal year 2023. It goes from 1,987. Do you know where it goes next year, 2023?
Where does it go to?
24,125.
Wow.
So it goes from less than 2,000 to 24,125. And how about fiscal year 2024? We're halfway through fiscal year 2024. So if we were on the same pace as fiscal year 2023, which is 24,000, you'd expect halfway through about 12,000, right?
Sure.
You know how many have Chinese nationals have been apprehended at the border in the first 6 months of fiscal year 2024?
I'm genuinely afraid, just because I've seen the other numbers, and I'm assuming it's going to probably be even double what it's going to end up looking like from last year.
22,233. By the way, since this is halfway through the fiscal year, if you double that, that means we're on pace for 44, almost 45,000 Chinese nationals. Now, since fiscal year 2021, that is a 6,300% increase. Now, last I checked, Ben, and I don't have a globe in front of me, so maybe I'm wrong, but China is not immediately to our south, is it?
No, it is not.
It is really far away across the Pacific Ocean, nowhere near our southern border. And yet we've got a massive invasion. And by the way, I've been down at the border. I've seen at the border. I was down in Brownsville last year. When I was down in Brownsville, and at the time, we were seeing a massive Chinese influx coming across there. And most of the Chinese nationals that were coming were military-age men. They were young men, mostly in their 20s, some in their 30s, young single men. They didn't have wives. They didn't have kids. They were just there. Now, the last I checked, having 50,000 military-age men from communist China should be a big damn deal. And yet,
well, and the reason why you say that, so people understand, is the intelligence is overwhelming that China does a really good job of getting spies into this country.
Yep, yep.
They also get a really good, they do a really good job of bringing in people that are going to come in and steal our technologies and steal, I mean, countless. China is the masters of stealing everything that we do. And they do this all over the world. But if you have that many coming across, the question is, what are they offloading from this country? What are they stealing with when it comes just to trades and secrets and manufacturing? The list could go on and on.
Well, that's right. And those are the numbers just of the arrests. You put on top of that the gotaways. So the vast majority of people at the southern border come and turn themselves in. They go look for a Border Patrol agent. They turn themselves in because they know Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrats will let them stay. But there's also a different group that are called gotaways, and they're the ones that don't turn themselves in. They're the ones that we're aware of. We see footprints. We see them moving, but they get away. The gotaways are the most dangerous group. They are much more likely to be criminals. They're much more likely to be murderers and rapists and child molesters. They're much more likely to be gang members, MS-13. And they're much, much, much more likely to be terrorists. If you're a Hamas terrorist, if you're a Hezbollah terrorist, if you're coming to try to commit mass murder in the United States, and you're on the terror watch list, you're not likely to turn yourself into the Border Patrol. You're going to be, or you're going to try to be, a gotaway. Now, you know what Bill Malugin reported on April 1st? How many gotaways do you think were recorded at the border the previous day on March 31st?
I give it to me. I got to know.
919 in one day.
In one single day.
Now, those are gotaways we know of. By the way, there are additional gotaways we don't know of. The gotaway measure is we're aware of them. We have some indication they were there, but they got away. So the real number of people who crossed illegally who got away is going to be substantially higher than 919, but those are the known gotaways. Do you know what the seven-day average of known gotaways, and known is important?
What is it?
761 per day.
Good.
Every day. Day after day after day, the seven-day
average. And they know these numbers. They know these numbers.
These are from the Biden administration. Yeah. This is from Border Patrol. These are their numbers. It's just the media doesn't report on them. And so I want you to think Hamas has called for jihad against the United States. Palestinian Islamic Jihad has called for jihad against the United States. Hezbollah has called for jihad against the United States. The Iranian Ayatollah has called for jihad against the United States. Does it give you comfort that in the last week, 761 known gotaways got away day after day after day? And how many of those were terrorists seeking to commit mass murder in this country that Joe Biden and the Democrats do not care about and are doing nothing to stop?
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com. Hey, Ben Ferguson here, and if you're an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be a part of your investment portfolio. I want you to visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They are dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. So visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
And the question I have for you, Senator, is this because illegal immigrants are understanding that, hey, this window may close if Joe Biden doesn't win re-election? And so they're saying, hey, hurry up and get your tail here, because it seems to be the numbers, as you just described them, are increasing significantly.
In any country on earth, if you send 50,000 of your nationals to invade that country, that is an invasion, and it's a military invasion. Well, you know what? We just described how on fiscal year 2024, that's the pace China is on, to have sent 50,000 of their nationals to invade this country illegally, and they are aided and abetted by Joe Biden and the Democrats, who not only are doing nothing to stop them, but are doing everything they can to facilitate their coming. When they show up, what does Biden do? He lets them go. He lets them stay. And so you know what you do if you're communist China? You send even more.
It's incredible. And this is the threat, as you described it, national security. That's the thing that keeps me up. And my final question for you on this is, my biggest concern is no longer the numbers that are coming in. My biggest concern, Senator, is the number of people that are coming in that are wanting to do harm to this country. And I'm talking about terrorists coming into this country. We have no idea who's getting into this country right now.
Ben, I've said this many times, and it makes me sad to say it, but I think we have the greatest risk of a major terrorist attack right now that we have had at any point since September 11th, 2001. And sadly, I believe we are living on borrowed time, that it's only a matter of time when you have feckless Democrats open up our border to this invasion day after day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. The volumes are getting so great that it is inevitable that Americans are going to lose their lives. We've already seen the victims of crimes because Joe Biden released murderers, released rapists, released child molesters, released vicious criminals into this country and is releasing them every day. We've already seen those body bags tragically piling up. And I tremble to think about when terrorism kicks in and those body bags, I hope and pray this is not the case, but they could well increase dramatically. And every day that goes by that you let more and more potential terrorists in this country, the odds of those attacks go up.
Yeah, and we know for a fact we're letting terrorists in because we're catching some of them and many of them that are on the terrorist watch list. A record number in the last 3 months of the fiscal year. We're proof of that we just witnessed, and that's coming from the Biden administration. I want to ask you a question real quick. If you're listening right now, how mad would you be if I told you that you were making donations to Planned Parenthood every month? How mad would you be if I told you you were giving donations to Democratic causes and candidates nationwide? Well, if you're with Big Mobile, that's exactly what you are doing. You may not realize it, but they take your bill when you pay that bill, and they are giving huge donations to hardcore leftist causes, organizations, candidates, including Planned Parenthood. That is why I want you to know about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative Christian cell phone provider in the nation. They've been doing it for over 10 years, and they got started because they were sick and tired of what Big Mobile was doing. Now, look, I switched to Patriot Mobile, and I can tell you the coverage is amazing. Now, that's the number one reason why people actually don't make the switch. They're afraid their coverage isn't going to be good. Well, guess what? Patriot Mobile uses the same three networks that the big guys use, and that means you get the same coverage that you're used to right now without funding the woke left agenda. I want you to take a look at Patriot Mobile because when you pay your bill every month at no extra cost to you, they actually take about 5% of that bill and give it back to conservative causes that support the sanctity of life, support freedom of speech or Second Amendment, that support conservative causes and organizations. That is why I love Patriot Mobile. It's why I'm proud to be partnering with them, and it's why I have Patriot Mobile as my provider. So check them out. 972-PATRIOT is the number. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/verdict. Call them. Use the promo code VERDICT and you're going to get free activation and the best pricing of the year. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/verdict. Make a switch and make a difference with every phone call you make. Senator, finally, I want to talk about our RFK Jr. CNN decided to have him on, and they thought they were giving him a softball question that was going to be easy and he's going to rip on Donald Trump. Tee it up from there because it didn't go the way they thought it was going to go at all.
Well, that's exactly right. CNN tossed to RFK Jr. a question that they thought RFK would say, oh, yes, Trump is clearly the manifest threat to democracy, and so you really should vote for Joe Biden instead. Well, RFK did not play along, and listen to this exchange because CNN was astonished at what RFK had to say.
Eyes on too many issues. While I admire his high-minded ideals, his suggestion that there is no difference between Mr. Gore and Mr. Bush is irresponsible. A moment ago, you said you essentially see Trump and Biden as the same, different issues. But do you really believe that when people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that that is an equal evil to Biden?
I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court that shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
to
democracy.
Donald Trump, of course, tried to overturn a free and fair election. He tried to overturn one, right? He's still fighting in court.
Yes.
How is that not a threat to democracy?
Well, I think that is a threat to democracy. If trying to overthrow the election clearly is a threat to democracy. But the question was, who is a worse threat to democracy? And what I would say is, I'm not going to answer that question, but I can argue that President Biden is, because the First Amendment, Aaron, is the most important. But Adams and Hamilton and Madison said, we put the guarantee of freedom of expression in the First Amendment because all of our other constitutional rights depend on it. If you have a government that can silence its opponent, it has license for any atrocity.
So just to be clear, you're saying you could make an argument that President Biden is a worse threat to democracy than...
You listen to that, Senator, and it's like they're like, well, hold on, whoa, this is not what you're supposed to say. This is not this. You were supposed to say Donald Trump, orange man's bad and a threat to democracy. Obviously, you weren't supposed to say Joe Biden's actually a bigger threat. And by the way, explain exactly how he is.
Warning, Will Robinson. Warning, Will Robinson. Danger, danger, danger. Abort. Run away. Run away. That's what CNN is saying. They're losing their minds. No. That's not the message. The only message we allow on CNN is Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad. You're RFK Jr. Your dad was RFK. Your uncle was JFK. You're supposed to echo our message. Trump, orange man bad, orange man bad. Look, I got to say, listening to that, I agree with every single word Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said right there. When it comes to a threat to democracy, number one, Joe Biden, and for that matter, congressional Democrats are perfectly happy to use government power and big tech to censor you, to silence you, to prevent you from engaging in political speech, to prevent you from disagreeing with them. They want to use force to silence you. Secondly, he pointed out, Joe Biden is disgracefully denying Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Secret Service protection. That despite the fact that he is clearly polling at the thresholds that would merit that protection, that he is facing significant threats of political violence against him, and the tragic family history. His father was assassinated when he was running for president. His uncle was assassinated when he was president. And Joe Biden and the Democrats are cynical enough that they're willing to risk, well, okay, if RFK Jr. gets assassinated, that's a risk Joe Biden's willing to take. It is disgraceful. And we've called that out on this podcast before, that of course Joe Biden should give RFK Secret Service protection. That's following the law. That is consistent with the law. It's consistent with precedent. And the only reason not to is pure partisan politics. Let me say something else. Look, I have conversations with people all the time. I have conversations with people today where they make comments about, gosh, I'm worried if Trump wins, he's an authoritarian, he's a dictator, I'm worried what he will do. And you know, my standard response is listen, I understand that. And sometimes Trump has rhetoric that can be used to suggest that. That being said, we don't have to hypothesize what Trump will do as president. He was president for 4 years. And if you look at the time he was president, he didn't abuse his power. He followed the law. If you look at the policies he implemented, and I worked hand in hand with Donald Trump, the policies he implemented worked. We saw the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We saw the lowest African-American unemployment ever recorded. We saw the lowest Hispanic unemployment ever recorded. We saw peace and prosperity. We saw the border secured. We saw peace breaking out in the Middle East and the Abraham Accords. All of that played out. And if you look at what Trump did, he didn't defy the law. He didn't ignore the law. He didn't issue lawless executive orders. He followed the law. Now, he demonstrated courage. He made decisions that were bold, but they were within the law. Contrast that to Joe Biden. Joe Biden, number one, is responsible for profoundly politicizing the Department of Justice and the FBI. Number two, is responsible for the greatest assault on democracy we've ever seen, which is the four indictments of Donald Trump, the abuse of the legal process designed. Mind you, Trump is not the target. The voters are the target. They're terrified the voters will vote for Trump, and they're trying to prosecute for the first time in history and the second time in history and the third time in history and the fourth time in history a former president and a leading presidential candidate because they want to stop democracy from playing out. To be clear also, these are the same Democrats that in Colorado, in Illinois, and Maine threw Donald Trump off the ballot because, you know, nothing says defending democracy like stopping the damn voters from voting for the person you don't want them to. This is Democrats. And let's be clear also, Joe Biden, when it comes to being a dictator, to being lawless, look at what he's doing on the southern border. He's utterly ignoring federal immigration law. He's releasing people into this country. He's releasing criminals into this country. He's endangering this country. 10.4 million illegal immigrants. It is lawless. No president has ever done this. Barack Obama didn't do this. Bill Clinton didn't do this. Jimmy Carter didn't do this. Only Joe Biden is brazenly lawless. Let's be clear also, when it came to student loans, Joe Biden trying to buy votes, tried to give away $1 trillion, just in an effort to buy votes and win elections. Now, a president can't give away $1 trillion without Congress passing legislation to do so. Joe Biden knows that. The lawyers in his administration know that. They didn't care. They wanted to lawlessly be political. And so, of course, what happened? The Supreme Court struck it down and said no. The president doesn't have the ability to give away $1 trillion just to buy votes. By the way, same thing happened with COVID vaccine mandates. Utterly lawless, abusive, trying to force people to get COVID vaccines. The president had no authority to do it. Biden administration did so anyway. What happened? The Supreme Court struck it down, said this is lawless. This is not the federal law. You look at who actually has been lawless and dictatorial, and I agree with RFK. There's a powerful argument. The answer to that is Joe Biden and not Donald J. Trump. And that makes CNN and every other corporate media entity, their heads explode.
Yeah, it was quite hysterical to listen to that audio. Don't forget, Senator Cruz and I do the show Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And on those in-between days, you can also grab my podcast, the Ben Ferguson Podcast. I'll keep you updated on the latest breaking news. Make sure you hit that subscribe, follow, auto download button, depending on where you are listening right now. And the Senator, I will see you back here on Friday morning.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.